Hello, my fellow people. It's Adam Morris and it's your boy Conspiracy Industries. And today I want to talk to you and I want to talk about production and I want to talk about equalization today. And it's going to be a super short episode, this one, but quite an important one actually, that I wish somebody had told me a long time ago. So, you know, when you hear a track and the bass is just so clear and the bass is so punchy and it's not a mess. You know, sometimes when we mess about with like equalization and stuff, we're trying to get rid of, you know, we're trying to add bass, but we end up with this boomy, boxy, room sounding, horrible, muddy mix. Now, I'm sure you're all very familiar with that when you compare your mixes next to that of people that you look up to or mixes that you like. Some advice that I can give you all, okay, in regards to equalization. Now, this is just a personal habit that I do. It's my safety. It means that I don't ever do any equalization that's too damaging to my mix and it doesn't do anything too crazy. And it usually gives me a really good guideline and a good boundary to work through everything. So what I advise is every single track that you have, okay, everything below 200 hertz should be cut out. Put a high pass filter on and cut everything below 200 hertz. Okay, the only thing that should be below 200 hertz, okay, is your bass and your kick drums and any subs if you have them. Okay, now even my bass sounds, like I write dubstep and bass house and trap and fucking hybrid house and all these weird and wonderful fucking heavy bass lined kind of music, but it's really, really important that my bottom end is tidy. And I achieve that, and I have very complex layers with sounds and effects and layers and pads and just loads of weird stuff. But how I manage to keep my bottom end tight and neat is, all I do in Ableton is I put an equalizer on every single channel, okay, and I just cut the 200 hertz down. Everything below 200 hertz is pretty much a mess. There should only be one or two sounds down there. There should be your kick and your sub, which don't clash with each other, which I'll talk about on another episode. And then there should be a tiny bit of bass. You don't need it though, because the punchiness from the kick will sit down there and your basses at 200 will sit perfectly. Now, my other final little golden rule is equalization 90% of the time works by taking sound away. Don't use it to boost stuff. For example, if you want the sound to be more bassier, use a compressor, use a multi-dynamic EQ, use anything, but don't add in the equalizer. That's just going to add all sorts of noise and the gain stage is just wrong. It's not going to work very well. It's going to be a mess. So remember, today's lesson is cut everything below 200 apart from your kick and your sub. And remember, EQ should be taking sound away and cutting it out, not adding it. Give it a go. Hopefully that helps you out. It helps me out. I use that technique all the time. In fact, I use equalization for pretty much everything. So I hope that helps. I hope you have a fantastic weekend. It's a Saturday today. I hope you're all not feeling too bad from your crazy Friday nights out or your crazy Netflix binges. And have a fantastic Saturday, whatever you're up to. Tonight, I will be doing nothing but staying in and working away on lots of stuff that I've got coming up soon, which I can't wait to tell you all. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow. Adam, bye-bye.